Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Of radio.
Hey everybody, this is Steve. I just want to let you know that for all the latest on our podcast, hit us up at EILF Movies. That's Everything I Learned from Movies on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We're also on Patreon if you want to check that out. But our homepage is with the Age of Radio Network at ageofradio.org/Everything I Learned from Movies. And if you're looking for some amazing art, check out my wife's Etsy page at untidyvenus.etsy.com. All kinds of great stuff there. Also, follow us at PodcartFest, that's PodcartFest, for our periodic art and podcasting festival that we're going to be hosting. It's actually pretty cool. Check it out. So yeah, on that note, let's get to the show.
Everything I learned from movies helps to make life a little bit groovy. With a one-liner plot holes and gratuitous movies, it's time to get busy with your friend Steven Izzy.
And I'm Missy.
And this is Everything I Learned from Movies. And tonight.
Oh, tonight.
We are continuing Dinovember. With 2005's Pterodactyl. Confused of 2022's Pterodactyl. More on that later. Oh, but babe.
Steve.
Was this your first time watching Pterodactyl? Of course it was. Everybody's first time watching this movie.
Yes. Nobody watched this movie.
Also, Brendan, perhaps you've heard him with What Were They Thinking or Four Screen and Country podcast. He was going to join us for this, but scheduling conflicts, blah, blah, blah. Don't worry. We'll get his input at the end of the episode because we definitely made him watch it.
And we wouldn't have it want to have him watch it in vain.
Exactly. Well, babe.
Steve.
Before we get started, I don't know about you. I'm all thirsty.
Oh, I'm sober. We need to fix this. So, right. Where's my cup? There's my cup.
There's your cup.
Hey. Get the Mountain Dew out of it.
I say, need me to wash out with some Mountain Dew?
What is this? Okay.
Ugh. All right. It was in your fridge, babe.
We have from Talisman Brewing, Witch's Brew, 5% ABV. Yeah. This is a crowler. This is in a 32-ounce can.
Yeah.
I'm going to pop this top. My top.
Nice.
And the pour.
nice, what, blonde color you went
yeah,
to?
Yeah, beautiful blonde.
Nice. Yeah, chocolate. Big titties.
Woo, it's a blonde witch. Has a beautiful Ooh. White head. A nice, very foamy. It's lingering.
Little bubbles and then lingering. Wow.
This
spices
smells
are pretty strong.
Funky.
Yeah.
Yeah, this
maybe,
one's
maybe
always
just
a little.
Spices, let's see.
This one's spice, but I remember from last year it being a little on the funky side. Like, the Witch's Brew gets weird.
Yeah. Yeah, wow.
Oh, that's a sour.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is a sour or some sort, like a Helles maybe or something. But yeah, there's definitely a sourness to it.
I'm maybe going to recommend we don't drink that whole 32
yeah.
ounce.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Well, I'm going to take one more little swig just to get proper flavor profile.
You're a braver man than I, Steve Kondrick.
Mm. Yeah, this is a sour. I don't know if it's intentional or not, but yeah, this is definitely a little sour. But yeah, blonde ale, probably like a kettle sour. Definitely some spices or something in there too. Like, it's hard to tell with the sour, but there's definitely a little something in there. Well, let's see what they say on their website, what it's supposed to be here.
That had a little bit of chunkies in the bottom.
Yeah.
Don't think that, for anyone who didn't hear me, that had some chunkies in the bottom, so I am maybe convinced we got the bottom of the keg on that one.
Let's see. Witch's Brew from Talisman. Oh, this German Kolsch is brewed using fall spices, orange zest, and cranberries. Oh, maybe it's the cranberries, but...
Oh, that's gone funky.
Yeah, that'll make it sour as shit real quick. But yeah, guys, that's the Witch's Brew from Talisman Brewing. It's not our bag, but I'm sure people like it. I mean, we love just about everything else out there. But,
yeah.
You know, it's a seasonal offering that they have. I just hope it's not in like one of the kegs or one of the mash tuns or something's got it in there fermenting. Or
Yeah.
But yeah, so pterodactyl.
Pterodactyl! Brr, brr, brr.
From director Mark L. Lester.
Who's he, Steve?
Oh, I'm glad you asked, babe. He's a goddamn legend. You know why?
Sorry, I just took the last swig.
You know why he's a legend? Besides giving you the shivers all throughout your body? Remember a little movie called Truck Stop Women?
Oh my god.
How about White House Madness? We haven't seen that one. Bobby Joe and the Outlaws. Stunts! Yeah. Roller Boogie.
Ah!
Class of 1984. Firestarter. Commando. Armed and Dangerous. Class of 99. Showdown in Little Tokyo. And then things take a turn because we have Extreme Justice. Double Take. Misbegotten. Oh, Blowback. I've actually seen that one with Mario Van Peebles. White Rush. This. Groupie. Poseidon Rex.
Oh!
Spoilers for the end of this one. Dragons of Camelot. And he's in pre-production for The Invitation. Apparently it's something about, like, government mind control or something.
Okay.
Yeah, so yeah. Still hitting it hard.
Going hard.
Yeah. But written by Mark Seve.
Who's he, Steve?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. Some less familiar titles here. We have Class of 1999 2, : The Substitute. I can't tell which franchise that's a sequel to.
Oh, my.
No. Ghoulies 4. Relentless 4, : Ashes to Ashes. Scanner Cop 2. Dream a Little Dream 2. Excessive Force 2, : Force on Force. What? You can't have three forces in a title, guys.
Oh, that's a lot of force.
Moving Target. Terminal Rush. Oh, hey, wait a minute. Oh, no, that's Premium Rush I'm thinking of. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Wait, the Joseph Gordon-Levitt bicycle movie? No, Steve. Nothing that well-known. Sci-Fighters. Like sci-fi.
Okay.
Fighters? Yeah, I don't know. Dead Men Can't Dance. Arachnid. This. Never Down. And Trapped in Perfection, the story of my life.
Hey! Yeah.
But starring in this, babe, Cameron Datto as... Professor Michael Lovecraft.
Who's he, Steve?
Fuck if I know. Apparently he's like the biggest name in this one, but I have no idea what he's been in for. There is one person I know, babe. Coolio as Captain Bergen.
Yeah!
Who's he, Steve? one, Julia? Two, three, four, get your woman on the floor. Gotta get up, get down. Gotta get up, get down. you know, Gangsta's Paradise, Fantastic Voyage.
I believe everybody knows him for his really magnificent hair.
Yes, yeah, that's pretty much it, yeah.
You seen the guy who looks like he's got, I'd say, pipe cleaners for hair?
the male Medusa?
Yes.
But babe.
Steve.
It also received the highest form of flattery.
Oh?
Because Weird Al mocked, you know, parodied it.
Yeah!
The only other name I have down is Amy Sloan as Kate Heinlein. She was in Day After Tomorrow. She was one of the other students, not the girl Jake Gyllenhaal is trying to get with, but like her friend or something. That's about all I recognized her from. So yeah, star-studded cast.
Woo!
and the rest I have written down as fodder.
Fodder, fodder, fodder.
But guys, if you want to watch this, spoilers, it's on YouTube. You can watch it in full for free on YouTube. However, if you're looking it up on Tubi, Amazon Prime, Freevee, there's also a movie called Pterodactyl. And it doesn't really give you a year, but it's the 2022 version.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, that movie starts off with a yellow VW bug in the Highlands of Scotland. And I'm like, wait a minute, we just finished The Highlander. I don't know if I want to watch this movie.
He's not immortal. Spoiler alerts for 5 minutes from now.
Yeah. We see three fake-ass pterodactyls flying overhead. Two girls come out. One of them just broke up with their boyfriend. They talk about burning the eggsy stuff and drinking vodka. And I'm like, vodka? Are those bitches Scottish?
Right? They're obviously Russian, Russians who have infiltrated.
That's right. But you know, oh no, we're going camping and no phone service. Smash cut to them being dead seconds later when one of them's cut in half during a hike. one of them, like this CGI pterodactyl, just like stomps on her.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of blood and shit. Yeah, it's kind of cool. But yeah, they fly off with the other one, and they have like a fight, like the three pterodactyls like end up tearing the girl to pieces, like midair, while the other one watches. Oh my god! Title card. And then like the next 10 minutes is about them, like, oh, haven't heard from me sister in a long time, sassy roommate and other sassy roommate. Yeah, who gives a shit? I'm gonna go find my sister.
She went backpacking and never came back, you know.
And it's around this time I'm like, I think this is the wrong fucking movie.
We legit got like almost 20 minutes in.
It's about 12 minutes. But it was like, I don't think Coolio's showing up in this one, babe.
What?
There's a reason they didn't have the names of the stars before the movie started. I don't know. So anyway, then we started watching the right movie. And this one instantly starts with a volcano rumbling, and I'm like, yep, this is the one. And we see the interior of this volcano and rocks shoveling around. And then some eggs fall down. Oh, those look like dinosaur eggs. I guess, I don't know. They look like giant ostrich eggs or something. But then they start hatching. We then cut to northern Turkey 2 months later. Okay.
All right.
By the way, guys, this is like a Sci-Fi Channel movie. Like, this is one of those
silent
shits. This
is bad.
Just to set you up for what it's for.
And there's three Americans walking.
Yeah, they're just kind of walking around in a field. I don't know exactly what they were doing. Were they hunting? Because they all had like shotguns.
Yeah, they were hunting.
Shit,
yeah, because
right?
The one was like, I love hunting. I like to fuck up nature and murder animals. And sometimes I fuck them after I've killed them, just to insult to injury.
Is that weird? A little bit. Ah, that's okay. What's that? A fucking pterodactyl's gonna... And then, yeah, pterodactyls fucking get them. Credits. There we go. Yeah, and then we get... We cut from that to, like, some paleontologists talking about, like, a dormant volcano that's been dormant since the Jurassic period, but now it's rumbling for the first time in 56 million years. Like, you don't fucking know that, but whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's the lead paleontologist and, like, a bunch of students. Or there's, like, four or five students. Wait, five. Yeah, there's five come out because there's six. Five students coming out, and they're just like, oh, man, I can't believe I'm getting the credit. But it's, like, the usual, like, you got the teacher's assistant. You got the hot, dumb, bitchy blonde. You got a couple of nerd guys. I think there was a nerd girl in there that we never even heard her name.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're all fodder. But Professor Lovecraft is leading this this expedition.
Literally, his name is Lovecraft.
Oh, babe. So many names in this. But yeah, there is like one Turkish guy there. It's like, I don't know, like gave him the maps, or I assume set up like their whole vacation and stuff. Yeah. But he's like, hey, it's
their fixer.
Yeah. He's like, hey, you're going to this volcano that no one else lives around, apparently. But, you know, there's bandits out there. You got to be careful. And they're like, ha, right, bandits. Got it. Thanks, buddy. So then we cut to the forest, and we see Squadron Commander Coolio leading his team. Basically, I mean, Markel Lester is the director, and he was also the, like, assistant director for Predator. This is basically the Predator portion of this movie, because they're like, encircling this encampment, and they're like, oh yeah, that's definitely the guys we're looking for. We've got to make sure the targets are there too before we start killing. They're not really hiding. Like they're like trying to hide behind trees when they're talking, then all of a sudden they're like, all right, get in there. And they're just like casually walking up as there's like one guard staring at them, like, hey guys, they're here. Fucking shootout ensues. And I don't know, one of the guys is running away, and Coolio chases him down, takes him down. Or the guy he was chasing, like, popped out around a tree, fucking took him down, got the gun, fired, apparently missed with a couple of shots, and then Coolio pulled out his other side piece or whatever and blasted him. It's like...
A gun, not a wife, not a girlfriend.
Well, yeah. His side piece.
Yeah, as opposed to his side piece.
Right. Yeah, so... yeah, but then, yeah, they... I don't know, everyone in the camp is dead or whatever, but they're like... hey, the target we're looking for wasn't here. They're not even saying the guy's name or whatever they're looking for.
Because this is... They don't know what movie this section's going in.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't know they're about to stumble into a different kind of movie. But, yeah, fine. The mission continues. And, oh my god, this is so fucking Predator. There's even the one soldier guy telling all the bad jokes.
Yeah.
Shout out to Shane Black. he's like, oh fuck, what was the joke?
I don't know. I honestly...
Yeah.
Blanked him out. It wasn't funny.
I know one of them was like, hey, I got a gun for my wife. Best trade I ever made, or something like that. And I'm like, all right, that's pretty good. That'll kill in the Catskills. All right, so then we got our paleontology party of six going up. I don't know. They're driving along in a Jeep. They stop for like a little bathroom break or whatever, and the teacher is just kind of like, oh my gosh, I really gotta find something this trip, otherwise, you know, it's all for nothing. I can't believe I brought you guys out here and risked your lives with this, whatever. And Kate, the assistant, this is where she's like trying to cheer him up, like doing like, I don't know, so I couldn't even place what kind of stupid accent she was trying to do. Let's just say, assume it was the Scottish accent from the other movie we started watching. But like, oh, don't you be making so sad or whatever. And he's like, oh, stop. I hate when you do that. Like, oh, no, you don't. You love it so much.
It kind of reminded me of when Krusty brings out his old trusty material and gets super racist. Yeah.
Oh, me's a wreck. Like, oh, no. Got it.
Pull out the flapping dicky. They love that.
but then this is where, okay, this is where we find out that like she really wants to be with the teacher. Like she throughout the conversation about that, like she's like a grad student, but she's like, you know, 24 or whatever. And Cameron Datto here, conservatively 50,
easily
like Hollywood 50, so probably like 63 years old. I don't know.
Either that or he's actually only like 25.
but she's basically like, yeah, you need to like get in these guts to make you feel better if you need. No, it's not quite that, but it's like, you're my student. We can't. And she's like, what? No, whatever. I was just joking. Like, you know, 6 years of this and nothing. Whatever. Cool. I don't care. And I'm like, skip. I don't give a shit about this relationship one bit.
Nope. Don't, you guys, you don't have to cram a relationship into everything. You really don't.
No. No, you really don't. You know what you do need to cram into everything?
Dinosaurs?
Yeah. And also, some fucking nerdlinger going to take a piss and slipping in Tarraguano.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so he like shows it to the rest of the team, and they're like, yeah, this is, it's like a tree completely covered in... Well, we know as movie watchers is pterodactyl shit, but like some sort of, you know, like white, like bat guano or bird shit or something like that, right? And they're like, huh, that is interesting, but my God, the amount of shit on this thing, you could be a flying elephant or something and it wouldn't cover it this much. I don't know.
Yeah, it's mountains.
And it's the one tree too, which was kind of weird.
Because it's one shit, babe.
I mean, I guess. But then when they find, like, another shit just randomly? I don't know.
Yeah, that's one of the other ones. One of the other pterodactyls.
That's what's setting off the volcano, is all them pterodactyl shits. Yeah, so they're hiking now, and, I don't know.
Okay. You, just,
no, just like, I don't know, man. Like, they're hiking.
They're hiking.
Meanwhile, we cut back to the Predator movie, where they go to another camp of, I don't know, terrorists or something,
maybe,
but then there's like chicks locked up in there, like, oh, so they're human traffickers in the middle of the forest of northern Turkey next to a volcano. Cool story, bro. Let's dive into that, I guess. But yeah, they we see okay, so yeah, they're oh, that's right, they're driving the Jeep, like the paleontologist group.
Yeah,
and they just like pull out into a field and they just park there. I don't know, they parked and then said like, hey, you know, it's another 2-hour hike or whatever to the volcano, but then, like, in the next scene, they're driving again. I don't know. There's some stupid shit with that. But, babe, because they parked, Angie, yeah, the blonde, sexy, bitchy chick or whatever, she's been in the forest all day. She's a little hot. She's got to wash off, and, oh, thank God, there's this completely filthy fucking pond full of fucking nasty pond water that she's like dipping in putting on her face and shit. I'm like,
it looks like the flamingo pond at the zoo.
Dude, that was, yeah. So you mentioned that when we were watching, I'm like, holy shit, you're right.
Ugh, it looked viscous.
They could have cleaned it first, but yeah.
Viscous.
But yeah, so then, of course, then she starts stripping down to her undies and her little bra. Yeah. Oh, I'm so wet. Goes for a little dip. And then, boom, bitch, pterodactyl from the sky. And it's like diving down. She's like diving down the water and the pterodactyl's like clawing at the top of the water, like trying to like pick her out or whatever. And yeah, eventually the pterodactyl's like, ah, fuck this, and like gives up and flies off, right?
Yeah.
And so then she gets out of the water and is like, run, help, help, run. And she runs into like what, like Nerdlinger, and like, oh my god, fucking pterodactyl or whatever, or no, what was it she said? It was like a giant reptile bird or some shit,
something like that.
That.
Yeah, Nerdlinger's like, you have boobs. Oh my god.
Oh my god, I just came in my pants. Boobs. But then yeah, Nerdlinger. Oh, that's right. Nerdlinger sees it and he tries like videotaping it on his phone or something. And then, the pterodactyl just fucking, like, snatches him up and flies off with him. And Angie's like, ah, fuck! And she, like, runs to the camp. And the rest of them are like, hey, like, how the teacher's like, where are your clothes? And like, there's a giant pterodactyl! I'm like, no, but seriously, you can't be this naked around me. In accordance with Megan's Law, I gotta, anyway. But, and they're like, oh yeah, where's Jason? And she's like, this is snatched up by a giant floppity flop. Flop dragon. I don't know, whatever the fuck. And, oh no, that's right. He's like, where are your clothes? And she's like, Jason! Like, it's always the quiet ones you gotta watch out for. He's like, no, stupid, a bird dino thing snatched him up.
You know, skydactyl, whatever, bullshit.
And,
you didn't see a pterodon.
This is what it fucking looked like, man. I don't know. So yeah, the teacher's like, all right, I'm gonna go check the pond.
They found the arm.
That's right. They went to like check the pond because like, what are you talking about? Let's go check this out. And they were like, looking at this little pond, but they didn't see like his arm floating. Like that's like the stinger at the end of the scene. It's like, yeah, there's nothing here. And then you see an arm in the pond. It's like, da, da, da. And then I just have written down, but he was snatched and flew off. That flew off with him. Like, why would his arm be there? Or is that just another arm from earlier in the day? Like,
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway. So, yeah, they're not really believing Angie, but, you know. But, of course, Dr. Lovecraft, he, like, grabs a gun, like, well, I'm gonna go find out what's going on with Jason, so you guys just chill here for a bit. Whatever. So then we cut to nighttime, and the squadron finds a third camp that they're about to take down, or whatever. Oh, that's right. The Squadron found this other camp of terrorists or whatever with the chicks in it. And we see Commander Coolio. He's got like the little fiber optic camera. He's like poking through a hole that he cut in the side of the tent or whatever. Check it out. And a chick who's like tied to the center pole or whatever of the tent or whatever, she sees it and is like, what's going on? And then Coolio like kind of peeks through and he's like, you cool? You cool? Like he's kind of like nudging and she's like, uh-huh. Okay. So you can't really do it with a non-visual medium, you know? But so Coolio like sneaks in. Mm-hmm. But then like the guy is in there. Like starts waking up and he's like, "Oh, Beach, what you doing? Trying to get away?" And she's like, kind of doing like the little sexy dance. Like she's really like, "Oh, you want to do it now, huh? More sexy stuff." Luckily, before the scene gets even darker, Coolio just fucking knocks him out from behind. And the thing is, he knocks the guy out, and then like. Fireman carries him out of there, and I'm like, I mean, I don't know, leave him in there. I don't know where you're taking him exactly. So then we cut to morning, and I'm like, that's all we did in the camp.
Apparently,
all right. Oh, all right, it makes sense. Okay, because the guy that he knocked out or whatever, I think, is the Yolin, like the leader of the bad guys that was the target. So they just went in, got him, and then carried him out, and the rest are like gonna wake up in the morning, like, where the fuck they go, or some shit like that. I don't know. Yeah, so yeah, we then cut to morning. The paleontologist team, they're driving some more, and then holy shit, there's a pterodactyl, and Angie's like, "I fucking told you, suck a dick, dumb shits, we're gonna die." And yeah, it's basically like them trying to do the whole like must go faster scene from Jurassic Park. Like the thing is, a lot of scenes of this, like the fields and stuff, look like a lot of the fields from Jurassic Park. Like I know it's just because it's lush green forest, whatever. Yeah. Like I don't think this was made in Hawaii or anything, but yeah, just kind of that same feel with the jeeps and everyone dressed as paleontologists and shit. I don't know, but yeah, basically then the jeep just fucking overheats or whatever after a little chasing and the pterodactyl swooping down and stuff, and like, quick, run for the forest, blah blah blah. And then one of the other nerds, Willis, he just fucking stares. And the pterodactyl's about to swoop down and grab it, but then like the teacher jumps in the way and saves him. So then nerd girl Gwen or whatever is like snagged and flown off. I'm like, okay.
You mean fodder?
Yeah, girl fodder. She's out of the picture. Then the squadron, they're like in the forest, like, but they hear the commotion going on in the field, and yeah, they're just like, holy shit, is that like a flock of pterodactyls? And like Coolio's kind of like, yeah, I guess so. Let's just chill here for a bit, see what happens, you know, that kind of thing.
Right? This isn't our war, boys. This isn't our war.
Yeah, and they see the jeep and the students, and they're like, all right, just stay back. Let's see how this works out. But then
see where they go with this.
Right.
I've seen this movie.
Yeah, yeah. We don't want a part of this. This is where the massacre happens. And like, almost on note, the other baddies like show up because they see the jeep too, and they're like, "What are you doing here?" And they fucking hit the teacher with like the butt of the AK-47 or whatever, like damn near knock him out. And then they basically just start, I don't know, casually raping Kate, the teacher's assistant. And he's like, "Shut up, bitch! You'll get your turn." Where's Yolin? And the teacher's like, "What? What is that?
Talking
is
about?
That, is that a person? Place? A thing? What am I supposed to find before you rape my teacher's assistant?" But yeah. but then, god damn it, pterodactyls to the rescue, because they start flying overhead, and the terrorist guy's like, "Is that up?" And then they just start fucking swooping. There's a shootout. Everybody's running for the forest. And the squadron's like, "All right, this is where we get in now." And they start shooting. And then, I don't know, Coolio puts on like a fucking gamer headset, like a PlayStation VR or something. And apparently it's hooked up to a missile launcher. Where are they hiding the missiles? I don't know. They're just there. Don't worry about it. So they start shooting these little missiles at the pterodactyls, and then hit a couple of them. And they also end up blowing the bad guy's jeep too that they rolled up in. And then I don't know. Everybody runs into the forest, and it's like, yeah, just kill anything that flies, and we'll figure it out afterwards. I don't know, but Dr. Lovecraft, he ends up meeting up with Commander Coolio or whatever, And he's like, hey, thanks for saving our lives out there. And he's like, yeah, cool. So I guess you're going your way. And then we're going ours. And they're like, well, no, you got to, you're Americans, right? You got to get us to safety. And he's like, I'm pretty sure when you tried to come camping out here, they told you you're not allowed to camp out here because of, you know, there's gorillas in them woods or, you know, whatever, like they're fucking terrorists. And all the students are like, what? Teacher, is that true? And he's like, I mean, it was heavily suggested I shouldn't, but whatever. Yeah, they're like, all right, whatever. We'll take you to the next town. We'll drop your ass off. And they start going around the room and introducing themselves. And Kate is like, hi, I'm Kate Hyland. I'm like, wait, Kate Hyland? Like Bulldog Hyland? Yeah, that was my dad. And I'm like, what are the fucking odds?
What are the fucking odds?
Apparently, Coolio served in the Persian Gulf under her dad, Mad Dog Hyland or whatever. And so, you know, she's instantly like the coolest bitch around. And I don't know. What else? Oh, yeah. Fucking Angie, I guess, during the shootout kerfuffle or whatever. Willis, after he was saved by the teacher, ended up saving Angie somewhere or maybe saving her from being raped. I don't know what. I must have missed it. But apparently she kisses him and is like, hey, thanks for being so brave back there. And I don't know. He comes in his pants or whatever. And she's like, don't get too excited. Like, right. Let's just go. So, yeah, then they walk into a field for some reason because they know there's pterodactyls flying around waiting for them to be exposed to eat them. And wouldn't you know it, they're attacked. They're like, no, get to the tree line. I'm like, yeah, you should have from the fucking beginning if you know that's where your threat is. But whatever. One of the guys gets like his top hat snatched away by a pterodactyl. Yep. That happens a couple times in this movie.
Yeah.
I think it happened in the 2022 one too, right?
Yes, I think so.
Or, I don't know, maybe it's just like three or four times in this one.
I don't know.
Yeah. But, yeah. And then, yeah, another one of the kids or whatever, like one of the nerds is taken. Oh, yeah, Angie gets taken. Except for her arm gets left behind, but I'm like, okay, that's cool.
An arm gets left? Is it her arm or just an arm?
I think it was hers. Because, wait.
No, I don't think it was hers.
I think someone was like holding her other arm and the thing swooshed down and like... I don't know. But anyway, it doesn't matter because 10 seconds later, she's dropped from an incredible height and falls down dead.
Yeah.
And Yolen, the terrorist leader or whatever that they're like transporting, he makes a run for it. And one of the troopers like chasing after him or whatever gets like fucking decapitated by a pterodactyl. Just whoop. And Kate gets snagged. And I'm like, oh shit, that's an interesting point to take one of the most likable characters in the movie out, you know, 45 minutes in or whatever. But yeah, so she gets snagged off, and the doctor just like, no, like unloads the gun in his hand at it, and I'm like, you're probably gonna shoot Kate, right? Don't worry about it, you'll figure it out. But yeah, after the kerfuffle and like, I don't know, just about everybody's dead now. Now they're down to like six people left. They're like, all right, new plan. We're going to get you to this volcano because there's a nest there and we want to take these pterodactyls out. Okay, cool. Cut to Kate being dropped off at the nest. And yeah, there's a bunch of eggs and a couple of them hatch. So there's like little baby pterodactyls. And one of the troopers is like being fucking eaten alive. Like his guts are like a fucking buffet for these little baby pterodactyls. And he's just like, kill me, like whatever. But you know, Kate, being the hero that she is, she hides in some nearby thistles so the pterodactyls don't fuck with her for a while. And yeah, so then the others go around Angie's corpse, basically, and they're like, oh man, what are we gonna do? I don't know, move out. And they start walking, and Yulon talks about the hypocrisy of Americans interfering with Turkish ideals and that he's a freedom fighter and some shit, and like, yeah, that's why you were trafficking humans, right? Like, yeah. I mean, you know, yeah. Some perks. Yeah. And then we get a whole discussion about like, all right, so I don't think we should kill all the pterodactyls because, you know, this is like an incredible paleontological find. Like, we gotta like study them and, you know, learn to clone them or some shit, you know, whatever. But they're like, all right, I have a theory. Based on the way they've been flying around and attacking in masses or whatever, I think there's just one dominant male that's directing them all from behind. Like, Oh, you mean the ugly Scarface looking one? Yeah, that's the one.
Like, you sure. guys have not interacted with these creatures enough to know what their hierarchy is.
Yeah, pretty much like, but if we kill Scarface there, like, the rest will just, I don't know, fall and starve to death, I guess is the, what they're trying to convince. Or what, they'll just be scattered to the winds. I don't know. But, yeah. So then they wander through the forest. They come up to a house, of course. Uh-huh.
And there's a dead sheep farmer up front.
Oh, yeah. There's bodies everywhere.
Let the bodies hit the... Paw.
And then, wouldn't you know it, there's another attack from pterodactyls. And, yeah, fuck. They shoot that place up. And then, I don't know. They like, say, no, don't shoot it. You're going to cause a feeding frenzy. So they shoot one, and then the rest just start fucking attacking the house that they're trying to hide out in. It's like, okay, that's how it works. Don't worry about it. They get the smell of that pterodactyl blood. It just drives them nuts. But I'm like, whatever. So they're like coming in through the windows, and oh shit, one of them grabs Willis's leg.
Yep.
And and this is so fucking funny because he's like chewing on Willis's leg like through the window.
Yeah.
And the doctor comes in and like, I don't know, tackles the beak of this giant pterodon. It's like holding onto it, but it's such bad CGI and
it's
stuff.
Terrible.
It's like laughable.
It's terrible.
But then, yeah, eventually he like gets tossed off, like then pulls his gun and is like, pop, pop, pop. Yay, you're free. And Willis is like, but my fucking leg, man. I don't know. But, yeah, Coolio, then he goes out after the scarred male, Scarface, or whatever, with all the guns. He's like, yeah, just cover me. Go. He opens the door and starts blasting like Danny DeVito, but he's got the little missile headset on and stuff, too. But, we find out, Scarface, or whatever, he's able to, like, dodge the missiles, like, the last minute. Usually he'll end up hitting another pterodactyl or, like, the mountain behind him or whatever, but... which is kind of ridiculous. And then they're like, all right, this isn't working. We got to stop. We're only down to two more missiles left. All right, fine. Also, there's a lady trooper. What was her name? Like Zelensky or some shit like that?
Yeah.
She got hurt. She got fucked up, you know, in this kerfuffle. So her and Willis, they're both like hurt. And she's like talking to Willis. I'm like, oh my God, if she starts taking her clothes off for Willis, I'm turning this movie off. Instead, she's like, all right, buddy, this looks like your leg's broken in like three places, so we're going to have to set it. This is going to hurt a fuck ton. And that's where I was expecting her to like flash them or whatever right. while they're doing it. Like, we got to get blood rushing elsewhere, you know, before we do the tourniquet. I don't know. But no, that doesn't happen. So then we cut back to the nest. And Kate's, I don't know. Oh, that's right. She finds like the walkie-talkie of the guy being eaten alive or whatever. And she like radios in. She's like, hello, hello, is anyone there? And they're like, hey, Kate, is that you? Yeah, I'm just making some observations here at the nest. It looks like the pterodactyls are kind of like raptors. And like, Coolio's like, wait, what now? You know, like birds of prey, right. Like eagles and hawks and stuff. Like, oh, okay. She gives like a vague description of where they're like, I'm on the south side of a volcano, of the volcano, I guess.
Some
like
sort of.
A third of the way, or two thirds of the way up. And they're like, okay, cool. We'll check back in 2 hours. We'll be there. You know, that kind of thing. Oh, that's right. And this is also where the teacher says, Kate, I have to have you in my life. Click. Like, what? Ugh, this is dumb. So what happens? Yeah, Willis and Lady Trooper, they chat a bit. Yeah, there's she's like trying to reassure him, and he's like, it's gonna be tough, blah blah blah. And then she just kind of like dozes off, and I'm like, wait, is she dead? Okay. Bah, right, this time fucking pterodactyl breaks in, and Willis tries to like wake up the Lady Trooper, but yeah, she's dead or whatever. So then he just grabs a gun and just starts fucking unloading. Ah, clack, 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 clack. Nope, nothing hurts these pterodactyls, apparently. So then he just kind of, like, lunges at the camera or whatever. Scene over. So then we go to outside the nest. Jesus. And they try calling Kate on the walkie-talkie, but she's, like, cornered by all the little pterodactyls, like, ready to, like, start chewing on her. Then she grabs a gun and starts blasting, blah, 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 and, like, runs out of the nest, and then down the hill a little bit until she comes to a giant fucking cliff. And, I don't know, the doctor pops up on the other side of this cliff and, like, shoots a few of the baby birds, you know, baby pterodactyls or whatever. And they're like, all right, well, shit. We might as well rest here for the night because we're going to have to try to get you across this thing a bit to get you out of here. Yeah, okay, cool. But then, yeah, I don't know. They're there like all night, but then Coolio finally has an idea. Like, wait, I've got an idea. Weren't there some sheep down there? And I'm like, Coolio, we don't have time for this, sir.
Coolio, there's enough poon to go around. Yeah. You don't need the sheep.
Coolio, please, just 24 more hours. I know Lady Trooper's gone and Angie's dead. And yeah. But, yeah, we then cut to the morning and there's like a sheep tied to a rope.
By the way, it's the next morning because it took them all night to catch that fucking sheep.
Yeah, and like put a rope around it, like four guys holding it.
Where did they even get the rope?
Yeah, don't worry about it. But pterodactyl swoops down, grabs the sheep, and then like flies back to the nest, so it's taking the rope with him across the chasm. And I'm like, clever girl. And one of the troopers starts climbing across, but then Yolin gets out of his restraints because, you know, evil always wins because good is dumb. Whatever, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, he gets the drop on Coolio, and he's like, gives him a speech like, silly American, blah, blah, blah. But then Kate pops him from across the chasm or whatever, like, Kate, that fucker. And then we get some horrible green screen with the trooper on the ropes and having a shootout, because it's like the trooper's, like, trying to hold on, like cliffhanger style, but it's held where, like, yeah, one hand's holding it, and the other hand's, like, basically right under the rope, like, you know, not like hanging, and like trying to reach for it. It's just kind of like, it's like when you're doing like the fake pull-ups or whatever because of the camera angle. I don't know, it's really shitty. But there's a whole shootout. Coolio grabs like two machine guns and he's like, he gets like knocked out. Okay, oh, I was right, Kate punched Yolin, right? Because Yolin comes back later. Because the fucking doctor gives him a gun for whatever reason. And I'm like, you stupid son of a bitch.
You stupid son of a bitch.
But yeah, before he's about to shoot the doctor in the back or whatever, Yolin's then snagged up by the pterodactyl. Ah! I don't know. And then that's right. And Coolio, like, right after Yolin gets snagged up, Coolio, like, pops up like, what happened? I blacked out for a sec, you know? Like, okay, cool. But what happened? It doesn't matter. So now Kate's hanging off a cliff. And the doctor's like, no, I'm going to help you. And Coolio's like, get over there too. I don't know. The trooper that was on the ropes, he's fucking messed up. And like, I don't know. Gives one last bad joke before, I don't know. Apparently he triggered a bomb that was inside of the sheep or something.
Apparently?
I don't know. It's kind of weird. He just got like, I don't know. Insert dad joke. Pinky. Felt like the fucking nest blew up. And then, the gang's all back together and Scarface goes flying off. He's like, my brood is gone. I must go to repopulate. And they chase him down to a field. They like fire a missile, but it like misses. They're down to like one left, I think. But Coolio's like, no, I got this. You guys go. And Coolio's basically like, use himself as bait, and he gets fucking snagged up by Scarface, and he sets the rocket off, but it still misses. Like, oh shit! And they're like, all right, that after that one, now we're down to one left. But yeah, Coolio's dropped. He's fucking dead. You know, he's dead as disco. So there's only one left, and the doctor puts on the fucking headgear, and then he's like, all right, how do I do this? Do I click this button? No, that's not it. No. I think I turned it off. No, you gotta look in. Use your open eye. Oh, there we go.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm assuming. but basically the doctor, he just like fires it off like randomly to the side. And then, the fucking Scarface is like coming right in at him. But then you see like the missile kind of swing around because, you know, it's a little Pete Seeker or whatever. And it's coming behind Scarface.
And it's Scarface, a heat seeker, so it kills the humans.
Yeah, exactly. Not the reptiles. They wouldn't even register it now. But,
the dinosaurs were warm-blooded. Yes, that's why they're dinosaurs, yes, not reptiles.
Science. Fun facts.
Super fun facts, because they're fun facts.
But yeah, the missile basically rear-ends Scarface is swooping down, and it just explodes in a fucking slurry on the doctor.
Very end of Tremors like.
Yeah. But you know, the doctor's also knocked down from the explosion too. And then I don't know, Kate like wakes up because she was, or like wakes him up or whatever, and is just like, hey, you
all
right?
Hey, it was all a dream. We're getting ready to go to Turkey. Are you ready to go?
Wait. Yeah, exactly, right? Sweetie, wake up. As soon as you nutted, you passed out. It was weird. Yeah. But no, she like wakes him up like, hey, you okay? He's like, you know what? You're right. I'm too immersed in my work. Oh, people are dead. And you're in the middle of fucking nowhere with nothing and probably more pterodactyls coming after you in a few minutes. Roll credits? No. Yeah, freeze frame. From director Bruce Lazenby. No. Or Langsbury, whatever. You know what I meant. Anyway, and then they have a nice little tender moment next to the corpse of Coolio. Then I guess they go, like, wash in the nearby river, because... I don't know. They're clean now. They're not covered in pterodactyl goos. They're like walking away like, you know, happy ending. Everybody's dead. Hey, do you think we'll ever learn to clone these things from their DNA? Oh, hey, I'd like to go to Alaska because, you know, dinosaurs wouldn't be able to be there, right? I'd like to go to Alaska with you. Oh, and they kiss. But babe, the movie's not over quite yet. Do you remember?
No.
We then pan back, turn towards the volcano, go zooming down through like one of the tunnels of the volcano, and then we immerse to a fucking T-Rex! I'm assuming that's a Poseidon Rex that we'll see in the sequel!
A fucking T-Rex!
Next 9 November! Yeah, guys, that's fucking Pterodactyl 2005. Babe, would you recommend this movie?
Not really. This one was rough.
It was kind of rough. Like, yeah, it's so fucking dumb. It's just like an asylum movies. It's like the Cowboys versus Dinosaurs and like Dinosaur Hotel. Like all the really fucking cheap dino movies with bad CGI. But I don't know. Coolio's in it firing machine guns. What more could you want, right?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Although you don't get to see his magnificent locks because he's got it in a do-rag the whole time.
Right? What the hell? Probably was getting gray or something. Can't have that for the image. Yeah, I can't really recommend it, guys. Sorry. It's not the greatest, but it's also not the worst, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. There's more interesting dinosaur movies.
Yeah, definitely. In fact, I'll recommend it. There's a pterodactyl movie you want more... Cue the Winged Serpent's pretty damn good. It's at least entertaining.
Cue the Winged Serpent. Watch the Riff Tracks version.
Yeah.
Or, nope. That's the one I'm thinking of. Okay, never mind. Ha!
Got it?
All right. The brain cells are not firing on all cylinders right now, babe.
It's been a long month. Is that what you're saying? guys, yes, mother-in-law still around. And
she's housebroken.
She's great, but god damn it. Definitely not self-sabotaging. Anyway, on that note, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Oh, but when we come back, we have more beer.
What?
Fun facts. And what we learn from pterodactyl. It's pterodactyl. It's right fucking there, guys. You got to go with that title.
Pterodactyl.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Joey Galvez. I want to tell you guys a little bit about the Department of MetaHuman Affairs. This one is a story about a team led by a retired sidekick, two felons, a failed actor from Broadway, and a reprogrammed cyborg. But their first mission is to stop the criminals who have robbed a bank, and they will have to set the world at ease. You're going to get 180 pages of entertainment, action-packed awesomeness right here in the first 6 issues in a collected hardcover volume 1. All you gotta do is head on over to Kickstarter.com and type in the Department of MetaHuman Affairs or DMA and check it out right now.
Hey everybody, are you looking for the perfect stocking stuffer for the holidays? Do you like supporting the arts? Well then you need to check out UntidyVenus.etsy.com, the top one-stop shop that always pops her top.
Oh, that's a lot.
Are you a fan of dinosaurs? Snacks? Dinosaurs made out of snacks? Movie monsters? Unicorns? Cats? Dogs? Rats? Shrimp? Pokemon? Tie-dye? Paracord bracelets? Paracord dog leashes? Enamel pins? Coloring books? Block prints? Watercolor? Pet portraits? Buttons? Magnets? Stickers? Bottle openers? Artist trading cards? Or really anything else that's awesome? Then stop on by untidyvenus.etsy.com. That's a goddess who's bad at housekeeping.etsy.com. New items are popping up all the time, so be sure to follow her on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or Patreon at untidyvenus. Or visit her website at izzycreates.com for the latest. Did I mention the Snackosaurs? How about Gary the Unicorns? untidyvenus.etsy.com. The goddess who's bad at housekeeping. Check it out now.
Have you ever watched a movie and thought to yourself, what were they thinking?
Because we sure have.
So much so that we named our podcast after it.
What were they thinking?
Starring me, Nathan.
And Brendan.
Every week we take a bad to questionable movie and unpack it so you don't have to.
And then sometimes we A your cues in our mailbag. No big whoop.
Yeah, no big whoop at all. So that's What Were They Thinking?
You can find us on your favorite podcatcher or follow us on the World Wide Web on Twitter and Instagram at WWTTPodcast.
Who the hell says World Wide Web anymore?
This guy.
So, yeah, see you soon. Wave at microphone.
There's so many podcasts out there. How do I find the one for me?
For so long, I've searched for podcasts all over, but none of them seem to fit my needs. Where is my Nick Cage Pissing Fire podcast? Where's my Monkey Tickling? I couldn't find it anywhere until I found Everything I Learned from Movies podcast with Steve and Izzy. And now I get to hear about all the monkey tickling I want, baby.
So many podcasts out there are all talk and no Congo. That's why I listen to Everything I Learned from Movies.
Greatest Living Actor? Nicolas Cage, of course. That's why I listen to Everything I Learned from Movies.
One-liners, plot holes, gratuitous boobies? Fun fact, that's why I listen to Everything I Learned from Movies.
See if Everything I Learned from Movies is right for you at EILF Movies. That's Everything I Learned from Movies on Twitter, Facebook, or Patreon. Free on all the major podcatchers.
Hey, this is Brendan Steer, the director of The Velocipaster, and you're listening to Everything I Learned from Movies.
And we're back.
Oh my god, Steve, those are the greatest ads that I've ever added in the history of adding.
Oh, she said it. So, yeah, there we go. Sorry. I don't know, I've been talking all day or something. I was like,
You've been drinking homebrew all day.
I have been drinking homebrew all day. Guys, if you smell that gas, you know it's from me. Homebrew-tah. Thankfully, there was only 100 entries this year, but I got to try a quarter of them.
Hey.
Yeah. Oh, babe, I don't know about you. Somehow I'm still a little thirsty.
Oh, I'm still sober. We have from Salt Flats Brewing in Salt Lake City, Utah, Save the Lake Pilsner, 5% alcohol by volume.
Ooh.
Having lost half its surface area, the lake is only replenished by wasted runoff water and droughtless precipitation. Both are in decline. It's a major migratory bird area, home to microbial species, and source of lake effect snow. A dry lake could expose harmful chemicals to Wasatch Front residents.
Because we drop arsenic in it for some reason.
Your awareness and voice is needed to help save the lake. 5% of the proceeds were donated to Save the Lake.
Woo!
And it's 5% alcohol by volume.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm
gonna pop this top. Oh, it's up.
Nice.
And the pour. It is a super pale gold. It's definitely Pilsner colored. Gorgeous foamy white head. Lots of bubbles, and they're dissipating.
Lots of bubbles, it's angry.
Smells like a Pilsner.
Yeah.
A little bit malty.
A little malt forward, a little bit of hops in there. Mm-hmm. Going for the sip.
Steve's gone in for the sip.
Hmm. Yeah, a little green apple on there, but yeah, just nice, mellow, easy drinking Pilsner. Like, not hoppy, just...
I could drink this all day.
Yeah, not bad at all. Save the Lake Pilsner from Salt Flats Brewing in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, babe, would you be interested in any fun facts about this movie?
I don't know, Steve. Are they fun facts? facts, super fun facts, because of fun facts.
Well, let's find out.
Right, no babe. Interesting tidbits here. Fuck your interesting tidbits, boys.
That's right. Rotten Tomatoes. There's one critic review. It was 1 out of 10.
Okay.
But, luckily nobody gives a fuck about them critics.
Fuck the critics.
What do you think the audience score is for Pterodactyl?
Oh. Well, it's not Pterodactyl, so it's already losing points.
So it's already under 50.
I am going to go with my super generous 17%.
27%. Not that far
off.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no budget given, no worldwide gross. Guys, it was made for $100,000 or something and premiered on Sci-Fi Channel. I don't know.
Yeah.
Many of the characters are named after famous science fiction and fantasy writers.
What?
Burroughs after Edgar Rice Burroughs. Clark after Sir Arthur C. Clarke. Donaldson, Stephen Donaldson. Heinlein, Robert Heinlein. Herbert, Frank Herbert, and his son Brian. You know, from Dune.
Hey!
Release part two, you cowards. Lem from Stanislaw Lem, whatever that is. Of course, Lovecraft, after H.P. Lovecraft. Apparently there was a character named Serling. Do you know any writer named Serling?
I don't know. Would it be a Rod Serling?
Oh, she said it. Apparently Yolen is after Jane Yolen. And Zelazny after Roger Zelazny.
All right.
There you go. Babe, any guesses which country this movie was filmed in?
Nicaragua.
The Czech Republic. Hey!
Hey!
Yeah, that's about all I got for this movie. Not a whole lot. Like I said, a few dozen people have probably seen this fucking movie. But we've reached the most important part. Beautiful. My
Steve,
love.
Steve. Handsome.
What did we learn? I'm just going to call it Pterodactyl.
Pterodactyl! Oh, man. I mean, I learned pterodactyls are full of goo.
It's true. And guano.
Yeah, so much guano.
Yeah.
What about you, Steve?
I learned, be sure you're watching the right movie before you waste 15 minutes of your goddamn life listening to annoying accents.
Oh my god, Steve, we saw a pterodactyl!
I also learned, if you, take out the dominant male, the rest will fall. It's called patriarchy.
I mean, that doesn't apply to everything, though.
I mean, doesn't it, though?
It doesn't, because, like...
Give me three examples.
Lions?
What about them?
If you take out the dominant male, the females will still eat you.
I got a lot of people posing with, lions that might make to differ.
Yeah, they get to pose with the one they shot.
Yeah.
And then they get eaten the following night.
And they're never
heard
from again. It was all just uploaded to Facebook right before they were attacked from the sides.
Jellyfish. Zero effect.
Really? That's your number two go-to is jellyfish? Like, they're not even an animal, babe. They're basically the waste. they're basically waste animals of the sea. They're like a plastic bag that has evolved.
Dogs. I get the dominant one, the rest of them will still be hungry.
Will they?
Yes.
Will they?
Yes.
But will they? I don't know. I watched this Liam Neeson documentary called The Grey.
Oh, yeah, the documentary.
Look,
even sushi staring at you.
I'm still waiting for part two to be released.
guys, spoilers alert, Steve.
Guys, watch The Grey. Why not?
Why the hell not?
Or better yet, watch the trailer for The Grey. It's the exact same movie. Well, babe, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And watching this movie.
This movie.
Babe, we're not the only ones who saw this movie.
What?
Brendan, what were your thoughts and what did you learn from this movie?
Steve, Izzy, Stizzy, as they're collectively known. It's Brendan here. It's your boy from the What Were They Thinking podcast and also the For Screen? I'm assuming you said that in country podcast. Yeah, so I watched a movie called Pterodactyl. Unfortunately, we were not able to talk about it, so I guess I kind of ended up watching it for no reason. But that's okay, because we figured out a reason. Figured out a reason that I watched it. We developed a reason. And if you hear that in the background, that's me flipping to my notes to tell you briefly what I thought of this movie, because I watched it a long time ago. Okay, first of all, the relationship in this movie, the main one, is fucking weird. Okay, the main guy is a professor, And the girl, like his love interest, is essentially his like grad student. And look, I know she's old enough. She's not like 16, but a teacher-student relationship as the core romance is still fucking weird to me. It's a position of power. It's gross. So there's that. There's also just, the special effects, top notch. Like, you have to say that really saves the film. The movie looks beautiful. It's one of those movies. It's one of those low budget, ultra low budget, straight to DVD movies that says starring someone that you know, and it's really not starring, although this isn't as much of a sin as most of them are, because Coolio is in quite a bit of the movie. He's just, I would not say he's the lead. I would say that boring professor is the lead. But, you know, what are you going to do? I don't want to keep you for too long for this, but I will say I think the professor is also like a jackass. There are several times where he even, like, at one point he even yells at the, I guess, quote-unquote, slutty girl, for lack of a better term. He yells at her to stop screaming while the giant pterodactyl is attacking, which I thought was odd, because everybody was screaming, and I don't know why he just targeted her specifically. This movie has a fucking rape scene. This dumb, dumb, dumb movie has a rape scene, which it definitely doesn't have the maturity to do in any kind of, you know, any kind of way that needs to happen. Like, it doesn't, this stupid movie doesn't need this at all. Yeah, and again, the professor is the villain. He ignored Turkish-Armenian border. He ignored warnings that he shouldn't go to the Turkish-Armenian border, and he endangered everyone's lives. He's the worst. The pterodactyl nest is hilarious. Of course, the fakest dead bodies ever, which is very amusing. Birdemic levels of shooting, of course, because they're just firing into the air at nothing. Oh, man. Let me just see if I have anything else here, folks. This was a disaster of a film here. Yeah, Coolio, at one point, I think he says, "Time to dance and I'm your DJ." And what I really didn't understand is why he just stood there and let the pterodactyl just, like, take him out. Like, I don't understand what his sacrifice was there. He could have just shot it with the cannon and been done with it, but he doesn't. The kiss at the end is gross because, again, it's a weird romance. And oh boy, they're teasing a T-Rex sequel at the end. Well, count me out, because I really did not like this movie and I would not recommend it. It is garbage. I will say, though, if you want to know what I learned, I will say that I learned that I am such an Angie, because the way she reacts to everything going on, all the danger and stuff, would be me. It would be me telling everyone what had happened, them reacting incredulously, and me being like, "Are you fucking stupid? This is what happened." So I'm definitely an Angie. I apologize. I'm on the verge of a burp here, so I'm trying to hold it in. What I think is really interesting. The other thing I learned was that the characters and events portrayed in this film are purely fictitious, and any similarity to actual persons, living or dead, or events is purely coincidental and unintentional. Which is weird, because I thought this happened to a friend of mine, or a friend of yours, or real life, or something. Yeah, it's wild. I'm rounding up to 5 minutes here, so you probably heard me talk long enough. I mean, I would have talked longer than 5 minutes had I been on the podcast, but I had to sum it up, right? So this is a terrible movie. It's an awful movie. And I hope this didn't start the episode, because I just gave away a ton of stuff that's going to happen that Steve and Izzy are going to discuss, or hopefully have already discussed. But yeah, that's pretty much it. So, and I hope he said what my name was. Maybe I said what my name was. That was 5 minutes ago. I don't remember that far back. But thanks for joining me. Of course, your host here on Everything I Learned from Movies, Brendan. And check me out on What Were They Thinking? And for Screen and Country, we're on all the podcast apps. Our home base is ageofradio.org. You go to ageofradio.org/whatwerethinking or ageofradio.org/forscreenandcountry. And we're on all the podcast apps on Twitter at FSAC Pod, or for what were they thinking? You can find us at WWTT Podcast. And you can also head to patreon.com/WWTT Podcast if you want to sign up and get some extra shit, pick a movie for us, be on an episode, all kinds of fun stuff. So that'll be it. And I will throw it back to Stizzy to send you home. Bye. Yeah.
I can't believe he liked it that much.
Oh my god, he loved it. Oh, this is his new favorite.
He's gonna
movie.
Talk about it on Four Screen and Country now.
Oh yeah, yes.
I mean, this is a war movie.
It is a war against the sex trafficking.
That's right. But babe, are you on social media at all?
I am. You can find me everywhere at Untidy Venus. It's like a goddess who's bad at housekeeping. Also, if you're in the northern Utah area, I am going to be in Farmington at the Juniper Market for basically all of December. Get your shop small, guys. It's going to be amazing. You can also find me at Light Up Midvale on December 9th. And you can find me here in Huntsville on December 9th at the Greenhouse Artist Pop-Up.
Yeah, it's Mountain Arts and
Mountain
Music
Arts and Music
yeah.
is sponsoring it.
We're back, baby. And guys, if you're at the world famous Ogden Eccles Dinosaur Park, guess what you can find there?
Is it dinosaurs?
It sure the fuck is. It's Izzy's Untidy Venus Dinosaur Snackosaur enamel pins and pictures and all kinds of cool shit. Stickers. Oh my god, so many.
So
things.
Good.
Check
so
it out. Untidy Venus. And of course, you can find us on all the major podcatchers under Everything I Learned from Movies, or hit us up directly on Twitter, Facebook, and Patreon at EILF Movies. That's
Everything I Learned from Movies.
So yeah, I guess until next time, I'm Steve.
And I'm Izzy.
And this is Everything I Learned from Movies.
Foot wings. Good night,
everybody.
Invisible to radar. Smells blood from 3,000 feet. Know we were gonna see any live pterodactyl on August 27th. Terror takes.
It's a predator. It's nothing personal.
Flight.
They cover!
They're everywhere!
They gotta understand when they bite, we bite back.
Coolio in a Sci-Fi Pictures original. Pterodactyl premieres Saturday, July 27th at 9.